Skip back in time and think about and acknowledge the last time you were totally and completely alone. That time is not now, actually, because you're with me, in a sense. Obviously, not physically with me, but you are with me in an energetic sense, listening to this specific meditation. If there's somebody else in the house with you right now, although you may be alone sitting and listening to this meditation, you are also not really alone. When was the last time you were totally and completely all by yourself? No one else around, just you and only you. No friends, no conversations on the phone with other individuals, just you. How did it feel to be all by yourself with no one else around? How did it feel? If you felt some degree of uneasiness, of discomfort, if you felt an urge to go out and be with other people or call a friend or get together, if you wanted to grab hold of some way of merging back with another person, there's a good chance that a wound that is creating challenges for you in your life is what we call the wound of abandonment. What helps relieve the symptoms of Parkinson's and return people to a state of full health and wellness is the acknowledgement of the wounds that we carry deep inside the cells of the tissues of our bodies. And one of those primary wounds for many individuals with Parkinson's is the wound of abandonment. The fear that another person that we love will leave us. Acknowledge today whether or not being alone is a problem for you. If it is, there's a very good chance that the wound of abandonment is a primary wound for you and merits attention this week. The wound can be healed. The result will have a profound positive impact on the pace and the speed of your recovery from the symptoms of Parkinson's. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery.